Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. But by the end of this ad, you could do something about it with your donation. Donate today at cancer.org.
Welcome to The Terrible Take, a daily segment telling Steeler Nation what's on our minds. I'm Melanie Friedlander. On Friday, the Pittsburgh Steelers made it official, announcing former Falcons head coach Arthur Smith as the new offensive coordinator. Not surprisingly, knowing Steelers fans, the reaction has been mixed. Whether Smith will be successful running the Steelers offense remains to be seen, and we have a long way to go before we have that answer. Free agency and the draft will have a significant impact on the 2024 roster, which will likely be determined with his preferred offensive schemes in mind. There is one thing, though, that is not in question, and that is how Smith will work under head coach Mike Tomlin. Getting canned as a head coach in the NFL has to be a humbling experience. Losing the season finale to a division rival who puts up 48 points, including a touchdown scored on what was supposed to be a kneel down in victory formation at the end of the game, just makes it that much worse. You couldn't blame Smith if he found it challenging to answer to a new head coach so soon, but there are a few factors that make this a fairly straightforward situation. Despite his privileged upbringing, Smith is actually the perfect lunch pail guy who will fit in just fine in Pittsburgh. Sure, his father founded FedEx and is worth over $5 billion. But Arthur Smith also knows that along the way to success, his father went from a multi-million dollar capital investment down to $3,000 in cash, which he turned into another $27,000 profit at the blackjack table so he could pay for jet fuel that week. The new offensive coordinator knows that there can be setbacks on the road to victory. Here's the other factor in his favor. Tomlin has a history of working with coordinators who failed in head coaching roles. Joining the Steelers as the youngest head coach in NFL history at the time, Tomlin kept former Bengals head coach Dick LeBeau as his defensive coordinator, despite their difference in defensive schemes. Offensive coordinator Todd Haley found success under Tomlin after getting fired from a three-year stint as the Kansas City Chiefs head coach. After three seasons as the Titans head coach, Mike Munchak was relieved of his duties in Tennessee and then spent 5 years as the Steelers' offensive line coach. And after a turbulent exit as the Dolphins head coach, Brian Flores found a home as Tomlin's senior defensive assistant coach. Even Bruce Arians has suffered the indignity of getting fired as a head coach from Temple University, long before spending 8 years with the Steelers and 5 years as the offensive coordinator. Between Arthur Smith's practice of working hard to achieve his goals and Mike Tomlin's history of leading former head coaches on his staff, this relationship has every reason to succeed. Now we just need to hope that it translates to results on the field and on the scoreboard. That's my take. You can follow me on Twitter at @GirlSurgeon. Check out The Terrible Podcast with Dave Bryan and Alex Cazora every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And check out The Terrible Take every weekday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And follow us on SteelersDepot.com.